Happy Valentine's Day to you. And it is really the perfect day to talk about this. Stacey James is at the producer's desk this morning. And it is National Organ Donor Day. Seems perfectly fitting that it should be on Valentine's Day. And we'll talk about the personal stories affecting our staff in this regard coming up. First of all, I want to tell you that in America, every 10 minutes, someone is added to the transplant list in this country. 20 people die every day while they're on that list waiting for a transplant. And there's some amazing figures too that we'll sort of weave into the next 30 minutes. I want to introduce you to Kathy Holden. She is from Petaluma. Glad to have you here, Kathy.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, it's good to have you here. And Kathy has some very intrinsic knowledge about this this subject. She is what they call an altruistic organ donor. What does that mean?
Well, altruism is giving of yourself for another, which is not a term that I typically use when I describe myself. I would rather refer to it as a non-directed donor, which means that I didn't have anyone in mind when I donated my kidney.
And before we start there, let's go back a minute and talk about how you came to the idea of becoming a donor with no one in particular in mind. How did you arrive at that decision?
Well, it's on social network kind of got me there. Instagram post led me to someone's blog where she wrote about donating to her mother, which I'd heard of people donating to loved ones, siblings.
Yeah.
And she went on to describe a young woman that she knew who was 24 years old, who had a rare kidney disease, had been on dialysis for 2 years, and was looking for a donor. And I had never actually read sort of a call for a donor before. I didn't know it was a thing that people would donate to someone they didn't know and that they would put out such a call. So I guess I just never paid attention that this was going on. So I read that and I left a nice comment, and then I went about researching what's that all about. And I went in the house and told, I was out in my studio, and I went in the house and told my husband, I think this is what I want to do. It just really spoke to me, this story.
And so all of this from an Instagram post, that number one, that just slays me. You know, that's amazing to me. So then what happened?
Well, from
Did your husband say, oh, I really don't think so?
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
And he warmed up to it when he saw that I wasn't going to back down on it, that I was very serious about it. And I actually did get tested for that. She was in Michigan, but I did go ahead and get tested, had my blood tested at least to see if I was a match for her, and I was not a match. So, but I did find out when I came back with that information to her, her donor nurse, that I was not a match to the blood. She said it looks like she has found a donor.
Oh, fantastic.
So I sort of just banked it, the information, and put it in the back of my mind, but it kept pushing to the front. So it took a few years. And then I know that UCSF has a transplant program, and I know they're one of the best in the country after doing a lot of time on the internet researching this. And I went online. They have a questionnaire you can fill out, just a basic health questionnaire. So I filled that out and was rejected.
Rejected?
I was rejected because of my weight.
Ah.
So, they want you to be in prime health if you're going to be a donor.
If you're only, you donated your kidney. Is it okay to ask what organ you donated?
Yeah, it was my kidney.
Okay.
It was my kidney.
If you only have one left, you better be in good shape.
Yeah. Stacey might be able to tell otherwise, but I think it's either your kidney or part of your liver. Yeah, I think that's about it on the living donor. As far as organs, of course, there's bone marrow and
all sorts of other things.
But I went ahead and went on a weight loss program, and I went on a fitness program, and I lost the weight I needed. I lost 70 pounds.
Wow.
And
that's being committed to the cause, Kathy.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of causes about, I needed to lose the weight anyway, but that was always the number one motivator for me, is knowing that I could help someone else throughout this journey. So, I reapplied and I was accepted for testing. And then I went through it's a lot of testing, a lot of lab work. And at my age, there's extra testing.
Before they find out who you might match.
You have to be completely accepted. You go through tests that any woman my age would have typically anyway, but then CT scans and chest x-rays and echocardiograms. And they want to make sure you're of complete, prime health.
And sound mind, I would think.
And at that point, then they put all your data into the National Kidney Registry. And I guess I would have figured it would have been somebody in San Francisco. But it turns out they matched me with a gentleman who would have his transplant at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C.
Mm. That's an amazing story. So you ended up donating in 2016.
No, actually, just this last October.
Oh, just this last. Yeah. Oh, this yeah. last October.
Yeah. So it was actually during the firestorm. My husband was just coming off the fire in time to get me to the hospital, in time to get back to base camp.
So. Jeez, I can't imagine doing anything like that at a time like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Do you know who your recipient was?
I do not.
Okay. So this is kind of like adoption. So there can be an open adoption and a closed adoption. If both parties agree to be known to each other, then they can be? Is that how it works?
In the case, as I understand it, as a non-directed donor, you sort of give up those rights to knowing. I mean, I went into this understanding I may never know.
Right.
They leave it up to the recipient to make the first, you know, to reach out first.
That makes
and
sense.
They can send a letter, and it goes through the social workers of the different transplant teams.
Right.
And they try to keep it slightly anonymous to begin with for the two people to make a connection. I have not received anything, and I may or may not.
Yeah.
I'm okay either way.
Yeah, that's good to know because not being too attached to that part
I'm
of it.
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
I would like to know, you know, how his health is doing, that he's, I know that the very next day my surgeon came in and it told me that he did receive the transplant and he was doing well.
That's
but
good.
I haven't heard anything since.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see why that would be sort of a hanging question mark in your mind. Do you have any regrets about having done that?
Oh, no. Oh, gosh, no. You know, I think a lot of us donors, and I've been privileged to meet several who have done the same. We agree that if we could grow another one, we'd donate again. But
well, I think the altruistic donor is aptly named. I really do. I can understand why you want to call it something else, but I think it certainly is the correct name for it. And it is National Organ Donor Day, KSRO. It's 9:42, and we are with Kathy Holden, who is that altruistic organ donor, one of them. Why doesn't everyone in America and, frankly, around the world have a pink dot by their license? Their driver's license. I don't understand it. I guess there are certain religious, you know, people who are involved in certain religions have a big block about becoming an organ donor for that reason. But I don't understand why the rest of us don't automatically do it. Why isn't it an automatic thing to be an organ donor as opposed to an opt-in thing? You can opt out maybe, but
As I understand it, and Stacy and I both are on the Donate Life Ambassador Program, and I just learned recently that I think most major religions, even the ones that might surprise you, actually are good with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, I think back in the day maybe some weren't, but I think currently most of them are on board with people becoming deceased donors.
Yeah, it's an amazing gift, obviously, one of the most amazing gifts one can ever give. And I'm happy that we're talking about this on Valentine's Day. Kathy's going to stay with us. And up next on KSRO, we're going to talk to Stacy James because he may know more about this subject matter than any of us.